from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jiffy Lube is the sponsor, and we're hanging out with you until noon. Then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and Casey, and they will take you to 4 o'clock right here on Sacramento Sports Leader. We've been talking about Lauri Markkanen. We've been talking about Brandon Ayuk. We have not even gotten to Team USA men's basketball. And their, dominant win last night. I shouldn't say last night. Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Brazil.
That wasn't even really close. And that's kind of what we've been waiting for, right? Like, just keep plugging away. And when you get an opponent who is not, like, up to snuff, you have to run them over.
Yeah, just throttle them.
Yeah. And I found it, the only thing coming out of that game that I think I learned, Kyle, was that Bruno Caboclo may have arrived.
He's like, here, dude.
Sign him up. Who is going to sign Bruno Caboclo to a non-guaranteed contract? Like, somebody has to, right?
He is playing in the Serbian league right now.
Okay.
As a Brazilian Partizan of the Serbian league, the Adriatic league, and the Euro
Partizan,
league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He doesn't have an NBA contract right now, man.
I wonder if he has a European contract that he can't get out of. The fact is, at 28 years old, the dude is looking more and more like a ball player.
The 2 years away from 2 years away are now.
It may have
we
happened,
are
Kyle.
Here, baby.
Somebody got in a time machine and caught up to the 2 years away. I don't know. For me, like, he goes out and he dropped 30 on Team USA. The game before, 33-18.
He looks hilarious with his wingspan.
Yeah, because you see him. So when he was young, it was all wingspan, but he had like noodle arms.
Yes,
right?
He's very thin.
Now he doesn't look like that anymore. Like,
my man has bulked.
Yeah, he has done the work to get strong.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
So I'm okay with what he's done, but 6'9" with a 7'7" wingspan.
He looks so funny, dude. Like, you, I think it was you. You went, which is Caboclo 51? And then you see him turn, and the way his arms.
Oh, yeah.
You'll hear about cornerbacks. You'll usually hear man, this guy's got super long arms. And you look and you go, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really see it. Like, Joey Porter Jr. for the Steelers has long arms that look like long arms.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's a difference of half inch to a quarter inch, and it's from the palm to the fingertip. Like, it's not.
Yes.
There's not a Bruno Caboclo with a 7'7" wingspan on a 6'9" body. You can tell it looks insane. Well, and I can't imagine there are NBA executives watching Brazil in the Olympics and not salivating at the idea of getting Bruno Caboclo in their uniform.
But he's been in so many other uniforms that you're like, okay, there's no way this is real still. And so you're just going to like kind of check out the whole time. I know someone like made a comparison to Hassan Whiteside. John Poles in the chat says Hassan Whiteside 2.0. So Hassan Whiteside has a 7'8" wingspan, but he's also 7 foot tall. So like, again, Hassan Whiteside at the combine, measured in at 6'11¾" at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
He wore flip flops for his measurements. So with shoes, he measured in at 6'11¾". Not quite sure why he chose flip flops that would limit him from being a 7 footer. But so he measured in like 6'11¼" without shoes and 6'11¾" with shoes.
Hilarious.
So anyway, it's not that he's not a center. Mm-hmm. He's a power forward or a small forward, probably a power forward in the modern NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And during this tournament, he's been absolutely efficient from three. Like, he's been really, really intriguing. I would at least make a call and see what his contract looks like overseas. And like, why not say, hey, let's see if this guy has actually grown into who he should have been as a player. You never know.
By the way, you remember our guy Yuki Kawamura? What we're talking about, international Olympics players.
Yeah.
He actually has an Exhibit 10 contract with the Grizzlies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Got that like a week ago.
Oh, good old Yuki.
Fingers crossed, man.
He was so fun.
I need Yuki Kawamura in the NBA.
I think I agree with you.
Peep game on some Yuki Kawamura highlights if you get a chance.
We'll see. And again, if I'm a player who's coming to the U.S. and trying to win a spot or trying to get somewhere, I would go to Memphis right now, because last year they had like 47 players play.
Yep.
Like everyone got 10-day contracts. They're handing them out like Oprah hands out cars.
And I don't know that they have a ton of guard depth.
Yeah, well, they did sign Luke Kennard back.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
The Nard dog is back.
Stop. 122-87. That game was 40-31 at one point in the second quarter.
Okay.
And the United States finished the game on an 82-56 run. Tough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of expected. And, you know, I think it's... you kind of had like a well-balanced attack, you know, like Team USA is like,
when they figured it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like no one player has been a star. You kind of get that. Like there really hasn't been like a blow up game by any individual.
Yeah.
Outside of like the one game where Durant walked in and just goes like 7 of 8.
Yeah, his first game. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, oh,
but that's right. But no, it hasn't been a 35 point night from somebody. It's just consistently, all right, this guy's got 11, this guy's got 14, this guy's got 17, this guy chipped in 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of an all-around team effort. They're playing really good basketball right now. Durant, Kevin Durant, by the way, congratulations to him. He becomes the U.S. basketball all-time leading Olympic scorer, men's or women's. He surpassed Lisa Leslie yesterday. Devin Booker, 18 points. Anthony Edwards was 17. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I don't think this Olympics is more valuable for anyone than those two players.
Mm.
It would not shock me if Devin Booker took a leap as a player this year, assuming he can stay healthy. And then same thing with Ant. And it's a little different because Ant is, what, 6 years younger than Book. But I think you're going to see both of those guys be better, more effective NBA players. And I think they will credit it to this experience with Team USA.
I totally agree, and that's one of the things that I've always kind of dislike about the Team USA, the way they handle their business, is I kind of feel like there are players out there who need this experience that could really, you know, again, a guy like De'Aaron Fox. Like, De'Aaron Fox could, like, the NBA experience is fine. The Team USA experience, I think, would have just, like, changed some of his mindset here and there. It wouldn't have, like, completely changed him as a player and made him someone totally different. But the experience itself, being around the coaches that you're around, being in the program, the players that you're around, getting to see what sort of their world looks like, I think it has tremendous value. And Team USA, First of all, I don't think that they should keep bringing the same exact players again and again and again, especially once they realistically have aged out. I think it would be cool to see more players get an opportunity. But also, it's almost like Popovich would like bring his guys just to bring his guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, oh, I know how much value this experience is. It's like when you're playing like one of the like Madden or playing one of the mm-hmm. video games, and you have the ability to bump a player up.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can increase their stats.
Keldon Johnson.
Yeah.
Keldon Johnson was on the last Olympic team.
Derek White like went instead of De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way though where like you can almost buy a power up where you can increase your player's overall stats by 5 points across the board.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I'm going to go grab that. I'm going to give my guy that.
Yeah.
And it felt like for a long time, like Popovich had like his own little pipeline to make his players better
mm-hmm.
where other teams don't. It's like, I'm not sure that that's all that cool.
Yeah.
But now here we are. Like, I would like to see more players get an opportunity. It doesn't have to be, we don't have to run the superstar of superstars out mm-hmm. there for, you know, 5 straight Olympics or whatever it might be and see what happens. We know what's going to happen.
At least we hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Really interested to see what the next U.S. men's Olympic team looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say you're not going to have LeBron because I'm done ruling LeBron out of anything, but you're probably not going to have LeBron, Durant, Steph, probably not Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
You're going to have not only roles open, but like substantial or roster spots open, but substantial roles to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to have to take over LeBron James leadership, scoring, just everything he does on the court.
Well, same with Steph Curry, same with Kevin Durant.
Yes, exactly.
Same with probably even Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis would be around 35, 36.
He is Anthony Davis in FIBA where there's no 3 seconds. Is just a menace, dude.
Yeah.
And he's a great defender in the NBA, too. But being able to have Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo, two of the best interior defenders in basketball, running around with no 3 seconds in the key, that's tough.
It's very, very wild.
That's so tough. Like, that's what, as good as this team is offensively, as good as the men's team is offensively,
mm-hmm.
that defensively, they can just throw lineups out there that just shut the faucet off.
Oh, yeah.
They can just decide, hey, we're not scoring right now. Okay, we're going to put this lineup on the court, and just the other team's not going to score either.
Well, it's like we can do Bam Adebayo and Anthony Davis with like the Boston Celtics.
Yes.
Like, you think the Boston Celtics are great defensively? Well, what if you added Bam Adebayo and Anthony Davis to the Boston Celtics? So now you're talking Drew Holiday, you're talking Derek White, and you're talking Jason Tatum. Like, just like the
three of the best, 8 defenders in the league?
Probably 5 of the best 10, maybe five of the top 12.
Were they all defense?
They're super close. Maybe Tatum's not considered all defense, but Derek White, Drew Holiday, like perennial all NBA defenders.
I guess you're right. Tatum, so first team was Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis. Second team, Drew Holiday and Derek White.
Yeah.
And then Jason Tatum, who's an awesome 1-5 defender.
Yes. One of the most versatile defenders that you're going to find.
Cool.
Yeah. Like, what, if you're
so sick.
The opposition is like, man, they could score 140 on us tonight. It's like, well, you could also score like 27 points.
Yeah.
Like, I would be more worried that you're not going to get a shot off for a 40-minute game than I would that you're going to get just trashed by somebody.
Like, that's the nightmare, right? You go out there against that lineup, and then you see, okay, all right, okay, good. Bam's checking out. Drew Holiday's checking out. Jason Tatum's checking out. Okay, here comes LeBron, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. Like
Joel Embiid,
Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards. It's just an onslaught, dude. They are the Team USA cruising right now. The big thing for me with the U.S. men's basketball team is not sleeping through this Serbia matchup. That's tomorrow at noon.
Oh, this is like hyper-focused. This is it.
But they beat the heck out of Serbia twice now.
Yes.
First in the showcase before the tournament, and then they beat the heck out of them to start the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That complacency, human nature just kind of kicks in, and that Serbia team wants to win that game badly.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Kerr's thing is a force and playing with the appropriate force. You have to do that. on Thursday.
For me, Team USA in the previous matchups, which feels like they've played them so many times already, mm-hmm. is they've taken away Bogdanović.
Mm-hmm.
If Bogdanović can get loose for Serbia, it becomes a very, very interesting game.
Yeah.
And I think that that's probably by design that mm-hmm. they're taking away Bogey.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, look at all the guys they can throw at him.
Yeah.
Like, just one after another.
It's an onslaught.
Like, oh, it's not working. Let's throw Jrue Holiday. Oh, it's not working. Let's throw Derek White on him. Oh, it's not working. Let's throw Jason Tatum. You can get bigger. You can go, like, mm-hmm. smaller guy.
You can switch.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
You know what we keep almost forgetting is we need to do our keyword today.
Yeah, we do. So we're giving away two tickets to the Rivercats game on Friday, August 16th. And it's not just any old tickets. It's not just getting in the stadium. We've got a suite.
Sweet.
Sorry, ESPN 1320 has a suite at Sutter Health Park, and we're inviting you. You can win your tickets now at ESPN1320.com. You'll see the contest page. Go to that contest page and enter the keyword. It's all one word now. Home run. The keyword is home run, all one word, H-O-M-E-R-U-N, home run is your keyword for today at ESPN1320.com. Enter to win two tickets to our ESPN 1320 suite at Sutter Health Park. The game is Friday, August 16th. Can't wait.
Home run.
Home run.
One word.
One word. We'll give that, in case you're driving or not able to punch that in right now, we'll give that keyword again. A little bit later on in the show. Last quick thing on the Olympics. U.S. Women's National Team playing today at 12:30, taking on Nigeria in the knockout round. 59th consecutive win they're looking for?
Yeah, it's a lot.
59 consecutive wins in the Olympics.
Yeah, they don't lose.
It's not one game in there where they had a bunch of turnovers, had a weird injury, got in some foul trouble. Okay, don't need this one. We're just going to sleepwalk through it. Nope.
Okay, so I don't know.
58 wins in a row?
I don't know the WNBA game as well as I should. Mm-hmm. And it's just because, look, I have commitments outside of covering an NBA team and a
sure.
huge baseball fan, huge football fan.
Sure.
There are sports, you know, I also don't watch hockey.
It is really, when you cover a sport or a team, it is really, really hard to lock into new sports and new teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Or new leagues and new teams.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I don't, like, again, first of all, I want to see what the WNBA would look like with, like, 24 teams.
Yeah.
Because we were watching earlier, Germany versus
France.
The women's basketball. Mm-hmm. There are, like, they were very talented.
Yeah,
and they're huge.
That's a huge problem in the NBA, or excuse me, the WNBA, is there's just good players just available.
Good players, like, first-round picks don't make teams.
It's crazy.
And they have, like, three rounds. It's absolutely crazy, all the players that get cut.
Mm-hmm.
I would really, really like to see what the league would look like at full
mm-hmm.
force
mm-hmm.
and get to see sort of the balance and everything else that you would get from a league like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll happen anytime soon, but you know, we got a little bit of expansion happening, but you got to, what are they at, 12 teams going up to 14?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not enough. It's not enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much talent.
There really is. And I think at some point, I don't know if it'll be this year, but I do think at some point you're going to see the growth of the women's game happen the way we have in the men's game, where all of a sudden, yeah, Team USA is the favorite, but here are the five teams who could give them a run and the three teams who could realistically beat them in a gold medal game.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily the case right now. And that's how you get to 58 consecutive wins looking for 59.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
But it's coming.
I hope so.
That day is coming. It might not be the next Olympics or the next one, but it's not far off.
Yeah, the new television contract is not just going to help the NBA and bump salaries in the NBA, but it will support the WNBA as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, like, we've been waiting to see the full commitment to see what the WNBA looks like at sort of optimum.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we're a long ways away from optimum. They don't make any money at all. It's just absolute. The ladies don't
it's
make
crazy.
They so little.
Absurd.
Yeah.
It's totally absurd. But like you said, that league is growing and getting more attention. So hopefully we'll continue seeing that. And I think I know we'll continue seeing that. And I think that the rewards of that or the result of that is going to show in Olympic competition over the next, like I said, two or three Olympics. I do really, really going to see the United States dominance change.
Yeah.
In the women's side. Back to the Niners real quick.
Yeah.
Just very casually amid the Brandon Ayuk stuff yesterday, mm-hmm. it came down that Christian McCaffrey has a strained calf.
Just snuck that one in there, didn't they?
And is out a few weeks and isn't going to play in the preseason. It's not a big deal that he's not going to play in the preseason. If he did, it was going to be a series or two in the third preseason game. But he's not going to play at all. And that's just, you know, not overreacting. I don't want to be doom and gloom guy here.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of injury, that kind of thing cropping up in camp, and the Niners are going to play this as safe as humanly possible. It wouldn't shock me if Christian McCaffrey is out of practice until the first week of the regular season,
mm-hmm.
where they just go, nope, shut him down. He's ready to go. Let him rehab. Let him work out. And then week one, we'll get him back in here. Or maybe because there's final cuts, and then there's a week of nothing, and then the first week of the regular season. So maybe after final cuts, when they get that free week of practice or that bonus week in there, maybe that's when he comes back. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be shocked if we don't see him again in training camp. But it's just that little thing that crops up that, all right, that kind of shows the fragility of where the 49ers are at, where if Christian McCaffrey goes down, that's a little dicey. It's a little dicey.
See, that's the problem, man. When you've got great talent right now, what you don't want to do is it during this small window mm-hmm. is reduce the quality of players.
Yep.
Because McCaffrey and Debo both are injury prone guys. They're guys who have missed a ton of times throughout their career. McCaffrey, not so much as a 49er, but in Carolina, missed a ton of time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is what happens to running backs when they hit 27, 28, 29. They start getting small things that turn into big things, or they get a catastrophic injury that takes them out.
Mm-hmm.
And McCaffrey, like, he's missed plenty of games in his career. So, man, I'm putting that dude in bubble wrap.
Yep.
I mean, he's a workout warrior, so it's not like he's going to, like, lose mm-hmm. part of who he is. I mean, yeah. he's going to be crazy working out still, but I want to make sure that calf is like...
Yeah. That just, all the Ayuk stuff yesterday... I'm in there, I'm writing, I'm at NinersWire.com, I'm writing, I'm firing off, okay, this thing, oh, here's the thought I just had, yeah. and then just scrolling through and listening to Kyle Shanahan's presser, and he's like, wait, Christian McCaffrey did what? Like, hang on.
Yep.
Roll that back. He's just out for a few weeks?
A few weeks.
Just
slip that one in there.
Hey, look. Like I said, I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah. What was he,
but
second?
But it's definitely a concern.
Second in MVP balloting last season?
Third. Dak was two. Dak 2, McCaffrey 3, Purdy 4.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Huh.
You want to talk about messy contract situations?
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't got
there. The Cowboys one is crazy.
Well, the Cowboys, same with CeeDee Lamb.
And Micah Parsons, I don't think, has been paid either. Is that right? Do I have that right? Or am I memory holding a Micah Parsons contract?
I think he's got some.
Did he get paid?
He's going to be a free agent coming up. Maybe I'm wrong.
Micah Parsons, where are we at?
He did get paid, but it was like 2 years ago.
Oh, because it says 70-20 with a dummy.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons. No, he's still on his rookie deal.
Oh.
So next year, this is his fourth year. Next year will be his fifth year option year. And so this offseason, he's eligible for a contract extension. So they have him, CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott. Now, the Cowboys are known as the team that always spends the most money, right? Jerry Jones is going to leave no stone unturned. The Cowboys have the lowest amount of cap spending this year in football, or cash spending.
Maybe there's a balloon payment due on that big stadium they built.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Just... Don't love that.
Yeah.
Don't love that for the Cowboys. So always sit here and talk about Brandon Ayuk. They have CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, and Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, who finished second in MVP voting last year. And the Cowboys are risking potentially letting him hit free agency and leaving for what? I don't know. I am all aboard the idea of, you know what? We don't think this quarterback is that dude. So we're gonna roll the dice and try and find somebody else and try and maybe we lower our floor, but maybe try and raise our ceiling. I am all for that idea and that thought process. If the Giants didn't want to pay Daniel Jones, I would not have been like, wow, the Giants screwed up. I would have been like, oh, okay, I see it. You didn't want to give that guy $40 million a year. That's fine.
I would not have paid him.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
So I'm all the way. But Dak, I get that there are question marks about Dak and people have their gripes with him. Dak can hoop, dude.
Yeah.
He is a level of quarterback that I did not think I would ever see a team go, nah.
Yeah, but the wins in crucial moments.
I guess. I get that's the case. I get that if you're looking at playoff picture and you're looking at all these shortcomings in the postseason, then okay. But it never bothered them with Tony Romo.
That's true.
And now all of a sudden they decide. It's a spot I don't want to be in. Caller, I see you on the line. Hang in there for us. We'll get to you after the break because we do need to go to break right now. When we get back, we'll give you a Brandon Ayuk update. And then ESPN had a Raiders trade idea that is just abominable. We'll tell you about it next on ESPN 1320. It's Sacramento Sports Leader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
This is why I love the Olympics. I neither knew... Nah, let me... That's going to sound harsh. I didn't know who Noah Lyles was a week ago.
Well, we did. We knew him as the guy who talked trash about Team USA.
Yeah, I knew
about
that,
the NBA.
Yeah, not talk trash. He just said that they call it the World Championship, and it's not. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, I disagree, but okay, that's a take. He didn't say the NBA sucks.
No. He had a hot take.
Yeah. And that's, but if you had told me to name the person who said that, I wouldn't have known his name. I remember a person said that. I did not connect it to being track star Noah Lyles.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know who he was a week ago. He, spoiler alert for the Olympics, by the way, if you don't want to hear about it, turn your radio down for a second. 3, 2, and 1. He qualified for the 200 meter final, which is his, that's his race. He was expected to do that. He's racing again Thursday in the final. I will be dialed.
Mm-hmm.
I am rooting so hard for him to win gold.
I thought he already won gold. Well, he won gold in the 100 meter.
Yes. And now he's qualified for the 200 meter final, which is his actual event.
Got it. Yeah.
And he races Thursday in the final. So he finished second in his heat to move on to the final.
Okay.
That final is Thursday. I will find out what time that race is, and I will be watching it. I'm locked in.
Okay.
And I am rooting super hard for Noah Lyles.
Mm-hmm.
He talked a bunch of trash and then backed it up. That's awesome.
No, he's been
I love
fun.
That for him.
He's also been a big time supporter of his teammates. And, you know, we had other people win gold yesterday that I think was super notable.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of the guys who's like cheerleading out in front. So
yeah,
Gabby Thomas won gold in the 200 meter, which is his, you know, his event. So mm-hmm. but super, super excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the Cole Hawker one is
the, if you've not seen the video of the 1500 meter final,
yes,
and Cole Hawker's run to win it, go watch it.
It's so spectacular. I was watching because, you know, Kyle and I both discussed this. We didn't watch it live, but we both knew who won, and like this shocking, this dude from the U.S. who was such a long shot to win the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're watching, and you know it's not a short race. It's 1500 meters. So what is it? I don't know. It's almost a mile. So what is it?
Just under 4 laps.
Okay, so it's, yeah, right around 4 laps, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's cruising along, and he's like 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, I gotta catch up to my U.S. teammates. So he, you know, hits the throttle, like goes up, catches up to his teammates, and then he's working. And then the way that it, like, even right in the beginning, the commentator's like, you know, like, he's a long shot, but if they leave him in the race, you know, he's got a big kick, and we could see Cole Hawker like actually make just kind of scare people here.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, here he goes, and then he gets blocked, and you're like,
yes.
Oh, then he's got his own teammate, and they're like shoulder to shoulder, and they're trying to pass another guy, like slams into his teammate. Then he's
I didn't know running was a contact sport.
No, not at all. And then he's like, you're thinking, oh, here it is. Here's the big kick. They cut him off, and you're like, and he falls back.
I knew he won.
The whole time, you're like,
I knew the result, yes, when I was watching the video. And at that point that you just brought up, you see him go for the pass around the outside. It doesn't, they've got what, like 200 meters left at that point?
Yes.
Maybe a little more, a little less, but in that range, or coming around like the last turn. And he's trying to make this pass and just doesn't get it.
Totally gets blocked.
And I'm looking at it going, did people fall? Did someone like pull a hamstring? Because there's just no way he's going to win this race.
Yep.
And then he did.
Yeah, then he somehow busts through the, takes the inside.
Yeah.
And he's just hauling.
Yeah.
And then the other U.S. guy is chasing down too.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, like the world record holder. And this was supposed to be one of the races at the Olympics. Like,
yeah.
Because the two top guys wanted one that like the previous Olympics, wanted one like the world championships. This was supposed to be head to head against these two like giants.
Yeah. Curran, was it Ingebrigtsen?
Ingebrigtsen. Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to Ramsey. Had those names for us.
Yeah. Like super,
yeah, those are the two guys.
Super impressive.
It was like, Hawker's like the Dallas Mavericks kind of.
Okay.
In that, in not, again, not apples to apples, but there were the two guys who were like 1-2, this is what the race is, and then everybody else is racing for bronze. It's these two guys. That was Denver and the Celtics.
Yeah.
That's the finals. Everybody knows that they're gonna be in the finals. And then here comes the Mavs. Oops, cruising along.
He kind of looked like the kid who has like very little running, like who's just like naturally fast. Mm-hmm. Like when you're growing up in school, sure. And you're like, you go out and you run the mile, and then there's this one kid who just goes, oh, you know what? I can do that. And he just runs past everybody.
Ass.
And yep. He's just like, what just happened there?
Yeah.
He's like that kid. And that's what you get to the end of the race. You're like, holy cow, look at him go. Like, what a good story.
I can't tell you why, but he looks so inconspicuous compared to the rest of the runners. Yeah. He's got his man bun, just a really lanky dude.
Yeah.
And he's just hauling. Good for Cole Hawker winning the gold medal. The U.S. mopping up in the medal count right now. Good.
Oh,
Lord.
Yeah.
89 total medals, 61 for China, 48 for France. The U.S. also leading in gold, silver, and bronze individually.
Oof. Yeah, it's been a good Olympics. I don't know what that...
You're rooting for Team USA, it sure has.
I know for the... Yeah, if you're... Especially track and field, they've just been dominant. Absolutely dominant. And then a 20-year-old female won her, I think, won gold in wrestling. Yeah, there's all kinds of like...
We're at the point where there's so many things going on that I can't keep track of it all.
Oh, no, it's tough.
It's just... I'm scrolling Twitter and, hey, this person won gold for the U.S. or won some...
Right. It's also like U.S. is so far ahead that you're not like, man, how come we're not better at that sport? It's like, oh, no, we're good enough at like so many of the sports. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Insane. Yeah. Love the Olympics. Big Olympics guy. Can't wait for Thursday when Noah Lyles runs in the 200-meter final. Mm. I'm going to be like Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco.
Okay.
Just rooting for him. I'm not going to give him 25 grand if he wins.
You're going to put your 25 G's down.
Oh, I don't know, 25 grand. Are you kidding me? Want to remind everybody real quick before we get to this terrible trade idea that ESPN had. The Rivercats play a game on August 16th at Sutter Health Park. We have a suite there. ESPN 1320 does. James and I are going to be there hanging out, and we are inviting you. You can win tickets at ESPN1320.com with the code word home run, all one word, home run. Enter that code word now at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win two tickets to our suite at the Rivercats game on August 16th. Hey, Don, you're on The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. What's up? Don? Out of here.
After all this, we lost him?
Yeah. Tough.
Oh.
Call back, Don. We got you. digging through ESPN today, as I want to do. And I saw a piece by Seth Walder, who is their analytics guy.
Mm-hmm.
Said like five trades that need to happen or five trades that make too much sense. And I went, that's kind of interesting. So I scroll through. The first one is that the Las Vegas Raiders should trade Davante Adams to the Buffalo Bills for a second round pick in 2025.
Womp, 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 womp.
What? I mean, look. If the Raiders were just full tank mode, if they were just full blown trying to lose, which they're not, I genuinely don't think that they are full blown tank mode. They wouldn't have given Christian Wilkins a bunch of money. They wouldn't have signed Gardner Minshew.
Mm-hmm.
They would have traded Davante Adams a long time ago. Just shipping Davante Adams to the Bills for a second round pick,
just because,
just for the heck of it.
That's wild.
I hate this.
I don't financially. How does that even work?
I have no idea. The Bills, I think, have negative cap space, so I don't know how they would fit Davante Adams in unless there was an extension in there, and maybe it drops his cap it this year. Where are we at? Where are the Bills? They have $10 million in cap space this year.
Mm.
Davante Adams is carrying a 25.3 million dollar cap hit this year. My guess is he will require some kind of extension because he has no guaranteed money beyond this year.
Mm.
But the Bills would have to go some or give him an extension to lock him up. And he is 32, or this is his age 32 season. Did he turn 32 yet?
He is 31, 227 days. He doesn't turn 32.
He's almost 32.
Until December 24th.
Okay, so he'll be 32 for part of this season and at the start of next season. Yeah, I mean, I get it from the Bills' sense because they need a wide receiver, but if you're the Raiders, why would you do this? If maybe I'm missing something, and Raider fan, if help me out in the chat, help me out at 916-909-1320, and help us out, I guess, because I think you're on the same page with me here.
Yeah. No, if you're going to put Devontae Adams up, like, why would you not call the 49ers and see if you can get a 26-year-old wide receiver that you'd have to pay a lot of money, but...
I see somebody here, and John Pohl said, who said the Raiders are in tank mode. I don't think anyone did.
Mm-mm.
I think ESPN is implying that by saying they should trade Devontae Adams for a second-round pick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes them way worse this year.
I don't think that they're in tank mode.
No.
No, I think that they have an idea.
With seven playoff teams, mm-hmm. and you have Devontae Adams and Max Crosby, and Malcolm Kuntz was good last year, and you bring in Christian Wilkins, and you've given Gardner Minshew a bunch of money, and you have Michael Mayer, and you drafted Brock Bowers. Could they win 10 games or maybe 9 games and sneak into the playoffs? Like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this doesn't make any sense to me. It makes sense for the Bills. Yeah, you can get Devontae Adams for a second round pick, 100%.
Yeah.
But for the Raiders, I don't know why they would do that.
No, I don't think so either.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
We do have Diana Rossini.
Oh.
Just tweeted out the Pittsburgh Steelers, along with other teams, are still in communication and still negotiating with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. No deal is done per sources.
Hmm.
That's kind of a big one.
I guess. Isn't that what Jordan Schultz kind of said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's, I yeah.
No, I'm just saying that's just another big time reporter coming out and saying something that it's not done yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think if it is, I think you're going to hear it first from somebody like Schefter or Rappaport or Diana Rossini. I don't think it's going to be Rando, Pittsburgh radio guy.
I'm definitely here for this.
I shouldn't say
to be...
Rando. Andrew Filippone is a big deal in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of here for this to drag out for two more days because, you know, tomorrow's Thursday and then we got a show on Friday.
Dude, I'm not. I'm sick of talking about it.
You seem stressed by it. I don't get stressed by it. I'm like...
I'm not... No, it's not. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? No, it is because I have to, like, time when I'm in the car. I have pieces pre-written for Ayuk to be traded to, like, three different teams. So I just enter who the reporter is and the compensation and hit publish. So, but if that happens while I'm in the car, I got to pull over or I've got to call somebody and have them post it for me. It's just a whole ordeal. And it's just there's nothing. Look, if there were new things happening and different, but there's nothing. The report from Filippone was that hey, this is done. Ayuk is gone.
Done deal.
Ayuk is going to. Okay, that's interesting. But then you get Jordan Schultz coming out saying nope, no deal done yet. And then you get Diana Rossini from The Athletic coming out nope, no deal done yet. Okay. So
yeah.
We're still here.
It's pretty wild. I don't know. I like talk about pre-writing things. Like
I stay pre-writing, dude.
I wrote about a coach getting fired while I was at NBC,
mm-hmm.
and then like I had it pre-written.
Yeah,
and then I did break the story that he was coming back for another season.
Yeah,
and then I left NBC, and then he got fired like reasonably early into that next season.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered like. Are they going to run with
your pre-written story?
Pre-written story and just change dates?
That would be funny.
I didn't go look. I did not go look, but yeah.
That would be funny.
That would be like dirty play.
That would be a tough move by NBC. All right, let's get Kenny Caraway in here for the handoff. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. Kenny, hello. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, fellas. How y'all doing today, man?
Sounds like a Brandon Ayuk trade to the Steelers is not done.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I think eventually it's going to happen.
I think we've reached a stage. Again, this is why I compared this to the Lori Markkanen thing yesterday. I think we've reached a stage where every report that comes out about this is going to be roughly the same until he's either staying or he's gone.
Mm. Yeah, as simple as that. The guy that you talked about in Pittsburgh, like he's doubling, tripling down on it. Like it's a done deal. They're just trying to figure out. I think I heard him on 95.7 The Game, and he was just talking about they're trying to figure out, or he doesn't know,
mm-hmm.
like what's coming back in return for the 49ers. That's something that he's not aware of or anything else like that. But he's like, yeah, it's a done deal. Now, that's a pretty big deal. Like, if he getting information that it's a done deal mm-hmm. and he don't know what's coming back to the 49ers, like, that's the deal right there. The Niners, there may be a reason why you're hearing all these other people saying it's not a done deal yet is they haven't been able to figure out what they want to send back to the 49ers. And
mm-hmm.
if they can't meet what the 49ers are trying to do, this whole thing could be off.
Yeah. That's
this whole thing could be off. Like if I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Like you, mm-hmm. you want to be first or whatever. But if I don't know that, if I don't know what's coming back in return to the 49ers, I'll just hold off on that. Because if they don't get what they want, this whole thing could be over.
That's it. And that's why I think it's taking so long and dragging out so much. Mm. Because the 49ers don't. I'm asking this to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the 49ers.
Yeah.
Parag Marathe here.
Thank you.
And we have John Lynch over here.
Yeah, what's up, John? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
You got a Parag impression for me?
I've never heard him speak. I want to say it sounds like Farhan, but he's a lot better at his job than Farhan.
Why are you trading Brandon Ayuk?
Because we can't come to an agreement on a contract that works for us mm-hmm. and that he's happy with.
Okay.
Or that he'll accept.
Okay. Even though he's under contract for this year? Just going to give him away?
Yeah. I mean, he's told us he's willing to, you know, bring this thing into the season. And at this point, you know, we're trying to get people in here that want to be in here. And we got a job to do. We're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Mm.
So if he wants to go, we'll let him go.
My response, I'm not trading him. Like if I'm John Lynch, I'm like, no, we're going to keep riding this thing out. This thing is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the bigger mess is making a mistake and trading him. Look, if he's got to play out his contract, he's got to play out his contract.
Mm-hmm.
If I've got a franchise tag him next year and maybe pay him what everybody else is, mm-hmm. like this high dollar for, okay.
Yeah.
Like I can do that again. And now you're 28. Mm-hmm. And by that point, that time, maybe Ricky Pearsall's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Debo, we do have to move off Debo, but I can find someone else
mm-hmm.
and bring someone else in. Like at that point, I'm sitting back and saying, I'm not trading him because I can see the window like everyone else can if I'm John Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
And the window's very clear. It's right there in front of you. And if you lose Brandon Ayuk today, the window closes a little bit more.
Yep.
And the other window that you're dreaming of, the second window after this current window, it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough.
I'm not trading him, by the way. I thought the practice was
he's definitely
being traded.
Right.
But I'm with James. I'm not trading him. I will say this caveat, unless I get exactly what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, I think I'd trade him for Amari Cooper. I definitely trade him for Davante Adams. If it's not those two or somebody like that, there's no deal. There's no deal.
Yeah, and that's where the Pittsburgh thing doesn't line up for me.
Mm.
We were talking about Matt Maiocco's piece earlier where he mentions like a second and third round pick next year and another pick in 2026.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
You're going to just actively get worse on purpose with a player who's under contract?
That's not good enough.
That doesn't track to me at all.
Yeah.
And that's why so much of this makes me wonder if, okay, they're dragging this out. And if some team wants to do, we talked about this, Danny Ainge and Lori Markkanen. If some team wants to call and say, hey, here's two of our best young players. We really want them. And here's Joey Porter Jr. and Alex Highsmith. You can have them both. Niners are going to go, all right, that makes it better. But I kind of think that they're going to talk to Pittsburgh, see what Pittsburgh's willing to offer, go, no, that we don't like that. No, we don't like that. And if they don't like the deal, they look at what Pittsburgh is offering Brandon Ayuk and going, all right, well, that's the number now.
Yeah, I can't. It would be a failure if they trade Brandon Ayuk and only get draft picks in return and like a middling player. Like I need a certified bona fide starter.
Yes. If preferably a wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, one of the guys. I don't remember his name. But the guy who reported it from Pittsburgh, he was talking about a couple offensive linemen who might be in consideration to being part of the deal. He was like, both of them aren't like that good. So,
bro,
you know, it's whatever.
I joked about this last night on the internet.
I did see you joke about this on the internet last night, Kyle.
You know how people will say, like, what would you tweet to let everybody know that you're kidnapped without letting people know you're kidnapped? You know, like that's what the kidnappers keep. You let you keep your phone so people don't get suspicious. What would you say to let people know? The thing Kyle Shanahan would do to let people know he was kidnapped without saying he's kidnapped is trade an all-pro wide receiver for like a meh guard. That just doesn't make any – that doesn't track to me at all.
Right. Nah.
I can't.
And that would be – and if it happened, you know, that would be a failure. That'd be
massive,
a failure.
Dude. There's,
you know what I mean?
No, that'd
be a failure in that deal.
I was saying this yesterday, and I know we're kind of repeating the conversation, but Kenny wasn't in yesterday for the handoff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's – no realistic deal out there that I believe is out there,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to walk away from this going like, oh man, you know what? The Niners did good. They've fumbled this. Mm-hmm. Even Amari Cooper, they'd be like, okay, fine. Like, I guess. But I'm not going to walk away going, hey, you know what? Good deal for the Niners. They yes, nice. Like, no, it's going to be like, okay. Like, I guess they made the best of a bad situation, but that's not a win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and the whole thing about it, the way that I am, and I know we got a job to do, we got to do what we got to do. Mm-hmm. But I always think about this. If they trade Brandon Ayuk and they get some, you know, middling player back and they win the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what happened today. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I like to reserve judgment. Like, if they come out there and they lose in the first round of the wild, oh, this was a failure. This was an absolute failure. It started in August. But they mess around and win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. I don't care what happened. I don't care what happened in the weeks leading up to this.
Okay, yes. But I'm going to flip that. If they don't win the Super Bowl and it's clearly because they're lacking a wide receiver and they fail because of this, you want him fired?
Absolutely not. The other thing about this that people don't think about, like, yes, the Niners could have done a better job of putting this whole thing together, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy has to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what they think his value is, what you think his value is, what they're not disrespecting. They're not trying to give him $13 million.
Right, right.
They're paying him handsomely. They're offering him a handsome salary so they can – keep this thing together, and he don't want to sign. And I'm not saying he's a bad person for that, but once again, like, it's not like they just like out here, oh no, we're gonna give you number three wide receiver money.
No doubt. And that's why I think there's the Niners have fumbled this worse than Ayuk has, for sure. In fact, you could argue, given where he's at, Ayuk has kind of played this perfectly because he's put all the pressure on the 49ers. But it's akin to, it's not that they're disrespecting him with the $26 million.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at it and going, and we're saying 26 because that's the last reported number.
Right, right, right.
He's looking at it and going, you're offering 26, but I know I can go get 29 from that team over there. So either send me there or up your offer. I'm not signing for 26 when I know there's 29 on the table.
And that's his prerogative. That's what's important to him. That's what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then, all right, we got to reevaluate some stuff.
Man, that's wild. What do you guys got coming up?
Brandon Ayuk.
another watch party today. Women's national team.
That's right. That's right. Handling business. I think they play, what, Germany, right?
Nigeria.
Oh.
Yeah, Germany played this morning.
Yep.
Gotcha.
They beat France? Lost to France? I don't know. That game was on. Didn't pay attention. D'Lo and KC coming up next. James and I, the Insiders, we will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Until then, drink water and be nice, people. Boop!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.